genius immortalized them. So he planned and planned, and he spent months on every detail of what would be his new period. And at last, with all in place, with all perfection, the time had come. Wandering his studio, admiring paintings he'd created, he took a pill for energy, for clarity. He often wondered how anyone could create without that lovely boost. Riding on it, he prepped his canvas. He'd acquired all the costumes for his models and now painted the background for the first, created the negative space for her head, her shoulders, the trail of the scarf from her headpiece. By recreating a masterpiece, improving on it, he would prove himself a master without peer. And the model he chose would become, fortunate girl, immortal. She would live on well beyond a September night in 2061. Indeed, she would live forever. Pleased, he cleaned his brushes. He dressed carefully and without his usual flair. It wouldn't do to stand out. He chose black to blend with the night and worked his fall of golden brown hair into a braid, then wound the braid into a tight circle at the base of his neck. He studied himself in the triple mirror on the bedroom level of his home and imagined what she would see. While the glass reflected an ordinary face, a man of small stature and slim build, he saw a young, beautiful man with a poetically pale, perfectly symmetrical face. He saw deep blue eyes he'd trained, when younger still, to telegraph innocence. She, he thought, would see the beauty and the opportunity. He'd spotted her when he'd scouted the streets for the right one among the poor, the unfortunate, the ones who worked to eat, those who worked to simply survive another day. He often wondered why they didn't just kill themselves and be done with it. He'd never known that drudgery. But he had known despair, a despair pushed on him again and again by ignorance. He was an artist who used his innate talents to bring beauty to this dull, often dreary world. He'd been born into wealth and privilege, and that afforded him the means to focus all on his art and not have to fracture that focus on some mindless, miserable job. He understood the power of money. Tonight, he'd offer the one he'd chosen the kind of money she couldn't resist. He took the elevator down to the garage where he kept two vehicles. He thought the sleek black sports car would serve as another lure for her. He'd bring her to his studio in that. When he took her out, he'd need the all-terrain. Though the area she worked was several blocks away, he didn't want to draw too much attention, so he cruised by it. Sometimes the street-level licensed companions gathered in groups, other times they spread out. He spotted her, the short red skirt, the low-cut top with spangles that glittered in the streetlights. He drove another two blocks to an automated lot where he flicked on the jammer that would prevent the scanner from reading his car. He meandered his way down to her, made eye contact, then stopped as if unsure. He watched her slow smile and thought again, perfect. Hip swaying, she walked to him. Looking for a date? Actually, I was just going to... You have wonderful eyes. The rest of me is even better. Standard rates, and I'll prove it. Would you walk with me? I'm working, handsome. I'll pay you. He reached in his pocket, took out a 50, bait for the hook.